This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Happy New Year, all my family and friends. You are here with Queen E at Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9. Oh my God, what a year. This is 2026, and I believe and I trust that your year 2025 was blessed. Your festive season was blessed with your loved one. It is the first week of January, the first Monday. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. With me, I am here with Evangelist Gloria. But before I call her up just to say a word or two, I just want to bless the family with one scripture. I want to bless you with the scripture. I want to tell you that God is still faithful. The same God that was with you in 2025, He will surely walk with you into 2026. Always know Him in everything that you do. I say in Afrikaans, ken hom in al jou weer, and dan sal hy jou paai gelyk maak. Today we are so grateful. You can never start 2026 without God. If you know, if you read your Bible, the book of Job, in the book of Romans, he says that God, he says, abide in me and I in you. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, I am the branch and you, I am the vine, you are the branches. You need to do what? You need to abide in him. This year, my family, make it a point that you abide in him. You can never walk alone without Jesus. Remember, he must be in your boat. Because he said, without me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I don't know about you. This is a great year. 2026. I'm sure that you are also excited. Let's read one scripture. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, he says that, I know the plans that I have for you. This year, God knows the plans that he has for you. Plans to prosper and to give you a great future and not to harm you. God bless. Over to you, Evangelist Gloria. Can you quickly just introduce yourself? But before I go to Evangelist Gloria, let me just read one scripture again. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 23, says, but this command I gave them, obey my voice. I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the way that I command you, that it may be well with you. So family, it is important this year that we walk with God. It is important this year that we walk with him. You don't walk with the foolish because you become foolish. You walk with the wise, you will become wise. So it's very important that you put God first in everything that you do. Remember, he says in John 15, verse 5, he said, without me, you can do nothing. So it is important this time of the year that we walk with him. He directs our footsteps. He said actually by his way that he is our, the word of the Lord is a light to our feet and a lamp to our path. So we need to walk with him so that we don't stumble and fall. This year, last year, if we have made a mistake, not this year. Asos, nie hierdie jaar. Julle mag last jaar het julle miskien 'n fout begaan, want julle het nie met God geloop nie. Nie hierdie jaar. Hierdie jaar gaan julle seker maak dat God in jou boot is. En as julle wil hê goddere moet geskied soos God het wil hê moet geskied, kom ons sit hom in ons boot. If you want your year to be a successful year, if you want your year to be a blessed year 2026, just like 2025, walk with God. I think this is a theme for today, to say walk with God. Walk with God. As a belief, my family, if we don't walk with him, you know, the enemy can walk with us. The enemy can confuse us. The enemy can, we can go astray if we don't walk with us. Remember, we are, he's the shepherd and we are the sheep. So if we don't go with God, it means that we can go astray. But if God is with us and God walk with us, oh my God, oh, we will succeed in everything we do. We will become great. I have another scripture that I also want to read to you as my listeners. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10, the Bible says, fear not. He says, fear not. Hallelujah. He says, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. So woman, God, what I say is we must walk with him. And when you walk with God, you don't have any fear because he is with you. He is around you. He directs your path. So it's important for him also, when you walk with him, he strengthens you. When you walk with him, you open your spiritual eyes of understanding. When you walk with him, you don't go, you don't make so much mistakes. But when you are not with Christ, we don't abide in him, you can make, you are obliged to make so many mistakes. So there's where we are in this year 2026. My family, we will be back. Let us quickly listen to this beautiful song coming up in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, my family, you are still here with Queen E at Gracefully Restored at Radio K Pulpit 7-9. I do have a guest speaker, a lady that is here with me, a woman of God. Name is Evangelist Gloria, and she's going to talk about the theme, Walk With Me. And I spoke to you earlier on to say that if you want to make it in 2026, you want your future to be great, and you want it to be prosperous, make sure you walk with God. I'm going to give it over to you, woman of God, Evangelist, over to you. The theme of today, is the 5th of January, 2026. Woman of God, welcome to my show at Radio K Pulpit. We are so honored and we are so blessed to have you amongst us. Thank you so much for being with us. You're welcome. The theme of today is Walk With Me. Over to you, woman of God.
Amen. Greetings, Pastor Elizabeth, and greetings to the listeners out there. This is really a great day for us all, and this is a great year for us. 2026, the 5th of January 2026. I also want to welcome you as you have already been welcomed. Hallelujah. Okay, the theme is, Lord, walk with me. In the book of Moses, chapter 6, verse 34, and thou shalt abide in me, and I with you. Therefore, walk with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk with me in this 2026. Child of God, as you have already heard, Pastor Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, has spoken about walking with God. Right now, I just want to encourage someone. You are starting a new year, 2026. Each and every one of you, you have resolutions. You have things that you want to do. You've got plans in this 2026. But I must tell you the truth. If you start your year without Jesus Christ, without him walking with you, or without planning your plans, involving the Holy Spirit in your plans, you may go astray. Yes. And you won't know why you are going astray, because you did not include, you did not involve the Holy Spirit to be your guide. Remember, Jesus Christ said, he is not leaving us alone, but he is leaving us with the Holy Spirit, who will guide us. He will show us the way, and he will even teach us the things that we don't know. So when you want to do things and you seek the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, you will not go wrong. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So I also have another scripture for you in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 25. If we live in spirit, let us also walk in spirit. So if you live your life out of Christ, like I already said, you may miss it. But when you live your life with Christ, even your household, you are putting Christ inside, in your dreams, in your plans, in your business, in your academics. It will help you in the name of Jesus. As it is written, we're not walking by sight. We're not walking by flesh, we're not walking by sight, but we are walking by the Spirit of God. By faith we move. Hallelujah. So let us make sure that we walk by faith. And walking by faith is walking with God. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against or according to the flesh, according to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. So whatsoever you see in front of you, child of God, whatever problem you face in this 2026, make sure that you're not attending to your problems carnally. Mm. You attend to your problems by the Spirit of God. call upon him. You say in his word, call upon me in times of trouble. Mm-hmm. So when you face challenges, you face trouble, call upon the Lord and he will help you because you need the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, woman of God. I want to just repeat that scripture again where he say, walk with me. Because I've got another one in the book of Psalms 23, woman of God, was 1-4, where he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. He lead me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That is walking with God, isn't it, woman of God?
Yes,
that so is we need to just get let us just give them the scriptures, because this time I don't want our listeners to get it wrong. This year is the year that they must walk with God. Remember, I started by saying in the book of John 15, I said the Bible said 15 verse 5, he said, abide. That is also to walk with him. Mm-hmm. He said, abide with me. And I in you, which means God wants us to be connected, isn't it, to woman of God? God wants us to walk, to be attached with him, isn't it, woman of God?
Amen.
So we need to get the scriptures. So the people, let's live by scriptures this year, my family. For us to make it, woman of God, throughout this year, let's take the scriptures of God, woman of God.
Amen.
Let the scriptures of God start to work for us.
Amen.
So you can't walk with God, woman of God, if we don't abide with him. So it's very important. He's the one that leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though, woman of God, we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we, woman of God, we will fear no evil.
Amen.
Because remember, because God is with us. And his rod and his staff, they comfort us. So continue, woman of God. Just go through the scripture again. It's important for them to walk with God. It is important for them. Any scripture that you have, so that the listeners must understand what we are saying today. We need to walk with God.
Amen.
Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2.
Okay.
And walk in love.
Walk in love.
Love conquers all, woman of God.
My God.
Listeners, love conquers all. Remember also, God himself, he is love.
Mm.
So if you have the love of God, you can walk with him.
You can walk with him.
And you can easily also impact people out there with the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Then he say, as Christ also has loved us, has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. So we need to walk in love because we're walking with God. Remember also the word of God. It says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Let there be an agreement. Family, you have your husband, you have your wife. Everything you do, make sure that you communicate with your husband or with your wife, even with your children, even your community around you. Communicate. So that is part of love, and that is also part of agreement. When you are in agreement, you cannot go wrong, because if you are disagreeing, all your plans will be in vain, because one is pulling the other way and are pulling the other way. So where is unity there? So when we work with God, there is surely unity. You need God in your life. A family, woman of God, that prays together stays together. So in the 2026, this year, make sure you pray together with your family. Hold hands and call upon the name of the Lord. Remember, we need to fellowship with him. So if we fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you fellowship with God. No enemy can enter into your household, because the enemy is also looking for a loophole, because there is a disagreement.
There's a disagreement, woman of God.
And there is no God involved in that house. God is locked out by the door. But you are saying you're calling upon God. Which God are you calling on? When you yourself is not connected to the vine. Remember, the Bible say God is the what is the vine, and we are the branches. So if the branch is disconnected from the vine, where are you going to draw water from?
Come on.
How can the branch live when the branch is disconnected from the vine? So we are the branches, and our God is the vine, and we need him in this 2026.
Hold it just there, woman of God. Listeners, hey, the Danrak Varam is so. this 2026, we need him. We need him. The woman of God said, when you walk with God, because woman of God, you right, remember you said, God, we must walk in love. Because Christ is love.
It's love.
When you want to make it in this year, 2026, let's walk in love. Let's walk in unity. You get me now? Uh-huh. He said that is what we have to do, because at the end of the day, if we don't do it, my family, you will feel, you can even feel that gap. You will feel the gap.
Yes.
There's the same thing. If we don't abide with to God as the branches, we will also feel that gap, because then is a woman of God, then we are uncovered. We are not under the covering.
Uh-huh.
Then the enemy can come. The floods may come.
Yes.
The rain may come. The wind may blow. The storms may come. And we are not under the covering.
Covered.
And it will be swept off. Oh, you get me now? So it's very important, this woman of God, to walk with God. Let me read another scripture, woman of God,
Amen.
Before I give it over to you. He says, woman of God, in Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 23, this is my favorite before I will give you over, woman of God, to say something again. I'm about to wrap up. I'm quickly gonna go to a song, a beautiful song. Family, stay tuned, don't leave, eh? This thing, God bless. Wow, my God, woman of God, that is very profound. You heard what, listeners, welcome back. Thank you so much for staying tuned. We are in the month of January, the 5th of January, 2026. I'm so excited. I don't know about you, but it's going to be difficult for me to walk without God. And I can say, I think you say the same today. You can relate to this. We need to walk with God. The woman of God is here. Evangelist is in the studio. And she's the one that says, this year, family, let's not make a mistake. Maybe last year you did not walk with him. Maybe last year the attacks came because you were not under divine covering. Maybe last year the attacks came because you did not put him in your boat. Maybe last year the attacks came because you did not pray. Because the woman of God also mentioned that a family that prays together stays together. Even woman of God also mentioned that in the book of Joshua, the Bible said that make sure that this book does never depart from you. He says, meditate on it day and night so that it may go well with you. So which means you need to read your Bible this year where you walk with God. You need to pray this year as you're walking with God. You need to worship God as you pray, as you walk with God. So there's so many things that God is expecting from us as we walk with God, as the children of God. I'm reading one scripture before I give it over to the woman of God. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 23. This is my favorite scripture. He said, but this command I gave them, obey my voice. Obey my voice and I will be your God. So you see now, woman of God, it's part of walking with God.
Uh-huh.
He said, obey my voice, I will be your God, and you shall be my people. There's no argument about it. It's a done deal. It's a surety. He will be our God as we do what? As we obey his voice, and we shall be his people. He said, and walk in all the way that I command you, that it may be well with you. It's a commandment, woman of God. We must walk. We must walk in the way that God commanded us to walk. You get me now?
Amen.
And it will be well with us.
Amen.
It will be well with us. So there are commandments, my family. There are things that we need to obey. There are things that we don't do as children of God. We don't do it the worldly way. We are in this world, woman of God, but we are not of this world.
Uh-huh.
So we need to go and obey the biblical principles and walk with Christ and obey him the way everything God said we must do it.
Amen.
And it will go well with us.
Amen.
So can you continue, woman of God, from where I left? Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Queen E. Like I said before, we walk with God.
Mm.
Let us invite him in this year 2026. Remember, I want to look at the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2.
Mm.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
Jesus.
And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Child of God, these are the promises of God to us, to you and I, only if you abide with him, only if you walk with him. Then he say, even if death comes, death cannot take you, because if it was not your time to die, you will surely not die. There will be no untimely death. Even if you go through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall not die. That is the word of God.
Amen.
And he say also, even if you go through the fire, it will not burn you. When you look at when you look in the Old Testament, when you look at what is his name? You know those three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refuse to bow to idols. They refuse to bow. I don't know what are you bowing at, child of God. I don't know which idol are you bowing to that is making your life so miserable. Yet you think your life is going right. But in this 2024, 2026, I want you not to bow to gods made by men, because the God you serve is a jealous God. I bow to him alone. He say you must bow only to him, because he's the only God who created heavens and earth. He created everything that we see. Even those riches that you are looking for, they are in him. So Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego refused to bow, and even though they were put in the pool of fire, they were not burnt. But Jesus Christ, or God himself, appeared as a fourth man in the midst of them, and they were in the fire. And the Bible tells us that they were not even scorched, not even a tread of their head was burnt. So what about you and I? You have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. In this 2026, make sure you do the will of God. Don't allow the enemy to enter into your life. Don't allow the enemy, because you yourself is opening a door and do not involving God in your plans. Don't allow it, because when you plan your own things, I told you before that you may fail. And you will start now saying, the witch there, the witch there. But it's nothing to do with that. It's you. You yourself, you have not given your heart fully to him. You have not included him in your agenda of your life. In the agenda of 2026, you did not involve him. In this 2026, as we begin the year, let us have this January our Genesis.
Amen.
Let us make it our Genesis. Because in the beginning, God was always with Adam and Eve in the noonday. He was fellowshipping with them. But now, I think because of what the fall of Adam in the garden, we also forgot about it. But God, Jesus Christ, has come to remind us and came to restore what was taken away from us, that love, that fellowship. So let us fellowship with God in this 2026. Let us involve him in everything we do, and we will see that we will surely prosper.
Amen.
Without God,
amen,
you cannot prosper.
Mm-mm.
It's either Satan gives you his prosperity that he will take when time comes. Because when you get the prosperity from the kingdom of darkness, your soul is sold.
Yeah.
So let us not try to compete with anybody in this 2026. But let us try to look up to God. He say, look up unto the hills where your help comes from. So your help comes from God, child of God. You listeners outside, bow before him. Go on your knees and call upon the name of the Lord. He is your helper. He is your redeemer. He is your salvation. He is your fortress. He is your helper. He is your healer. He is your everything you need is in him. You just call upon him. So in 2026, abide in him. Walk with Jesus. Walk in him in everything you do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, woman of God. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. It's very important. Hey, woman of God, God must help. God must help. Because you are saying that, yeah, we cannot serve two masters.
Never.
This year, 2026, make sure you serve one
God.
He is a jealous God, Amen. Woman of God. He is a jealous God. You can't serve two masters.
Never.
So when we say walk with God, be like those three Hebrew boys. Refuse to sell your birthright.
Exactly.
Refuse to settle for less. Refuse to compromise. That is what we are saying. Family, the blessings are real.
Amen.
Woman of God, the blessings are real.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, woman of God, remember the Lord said in his word, he said the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a partaker of the earth and the fullness, walk with God.
Walk with God.
He says, woman of God, we are joined heirs with him. which means whatever belongs to Christ belongs to us.
Amen.
So when you walk with God, your eyes start to open.
Amen.
When you walk with God, woman of God, you start to obtain knowledge and wisdom. When you walk with God, it's limited chance that you will fail.
Amen.
He says, woman of God, in the book of Micah, in the book of Micah chapter 6, he says, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with God.
Amen.
That's the scripture.
Amen.
Walk humbly with God.
Amen. Walk humbly with God.
Mm.
Yes, woman of God. And you know, in the book of John chapter 1 verse 7, he say, but if we walk in the light, and he is the light.
He's the light.
Remember, God, Jesus is the light.
The light.
So we are also the light. Mm-hmm. You are also the light. Because if he is the light, you are the light in this world. There is a song, woman of God, they say, I'm the light of the world.
I'm the light of the world.
I lighten what? I lighten the world.
I'm
the light of the world. Mm. So Jesus, he said, but if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. We have sins, woman of God.
Yes.
And those sins are the hindrances in our lives, in our prosperity. You think you are not prospering, and you forget that what is hindering you, what is causing limitation in your life, is the sin that you are commending, or you are committing.
Secret sins, woman of
the
God.
Secret sins that you think nobody sees. Only you know. But God is seeing it, woman of God. So
God.
Walk with God in this year, God. 2024. That
Thank
is my
you.
Advice to all of you listeners.
Wow, woman of
Amen.
God.
Praise
so
God.
Thank you so much. Psalm 86 verse 11 say, teach me your way, Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. So it's very important, my family. We have heard it from the mouth of the woman of God and also from the word of God. Let's walk with him.
Amen.
We're quickly going for the next song. And for a break, stay tuned. God bless. Wow, woman of God, it is always, it's not always easy to wrap up a program like this. When we come to an end of a program like this, it's like, oh my God, it's like the time has flying so quickly. My family, you have heard it from the mouth of the woman of God, evangelist Gloria in the house that says, walk with God. Please, it's important for you to say, Lord, hold my hand. Woman of God even assured us, I think it's in the book of Isaiah, where he said that I'm holding your right hand. I'm even making the crooked way straight. So you need him. You need him. This year you need him. One word from you, woman of God, before I wrap up.
Thank you so very much, woman of God. But before I go to thank you, I just want to go to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19. He said, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels. Walk on my high heels. He said, he's your strength when you lose strength in this 2026. When you feel you are weak, remember God's promise. He said, I will walk with you. I will hold you by your right hand. He also promised you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He even says in his word, we as his children, as we abide in him, he said, we overcome by the blood of Jesus and by the words of our testimonies. Our testimony is what? Is the Lord God Almighty is our Savior. So we walk with him in this 2024. So children of God, my advice to you as we are closing, my advice is to you, make haste to know him.
Yeah.
Make haste to walk with him.
Thank you, Lord.
Do not go out of him. Don't do anything out of God. Include him in everything. Shalom.
Shalom. Wow. Thank you so much, woman of God. What a topic this year. Walk with God, work with God. It is very important. Woman of God, thank you so much for that mighty word, that powerful word this afternoon. I want to thank the Lord for your life. I know it was short notice I brought you in. You are a woman of God. I know you are very busy, and you did not say no, and you are here just to bless the listeners. Bayeranke may alay stras, enkosini kakhulu baphulaphule, enkosini for umamela this program. We thank God. We thank God. The Lord is indeed faithful. This year, make it a point to walk with God. Please, my family, remain prayerful. Very important. Bible says man ought to pray and not to lose hope. Always make sure you pray. Before you sleep, always make sure you pray when you wake up in the morning. Secondly, family, always invite the Holy Spirit in your midst. We can do nothing. Woman of God, is it where God says, I am not leaving you alone. As God, Jesus Christ, ascended to heaven. He said, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm leaving you with the Holy Spirit, your advocate. Always invite the Holy Spirit in your midst. Always invite him in your midst. You can do nothing without the presence of the Holy Spirit. This year, make it a point to invite, acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit. Make sure you pray and make sure also you read his word day and night. Just as I said in the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, he said, this book, let it not depart from you. He said, meditate on it day and night so that it may go well with you, so that you may prosper as your soul prosper. It's very important. Thank you, my family. As I come to the end of our show of Gracefully Restored, I want to trust God that you are all blessed by the word of today. Please walk in the light. Jesus is the light. Walk in the light. You are also the light. We are the light of this world. We are the salt of this earth. Let's continue to be conscious of who we are. God will surely bless you. May the Lord be with you, my family, as I'm closing this the show of today, or of today, the 5th of January. I want to say, may the God be with you. May the Lord shine his face upon you. May the Lord walk with you. May the Lord hold your right hand, and may he make all your crooked ways straight. May the Lord show favor upon your life. May you be blessed this year. May this be the year where you'll be fruitful, multiply. May you replenish the earth this year. May this be the year where you will sing songs of joy. May this be the year that you will say God has done great things for us. May this be the year where you declare the goodness of the Lord. May surely goodness and mercy follow you all the days of the life. Everywhere you go as you walk with God, God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Shalom. My time is up. So is yours. See you next week, same time, same place at Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9. Shalom. I love you from Radio Cape Pulpit to your home. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.